I'm Dave Lewis, and it's time for our daily COVID-19 update. Bob Koppel, President CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, is here. And Bob, good morning. Welcome to Monday.
Hey, morning.
I think that, you know, a lot of people are like looking at today from like, wow, 1 week. In 1 week, I can go get my hair cut.
Well, a lot of us need to get our hair cut.
But... yes. I'm kind of looking like Sean Cassidy these days. No, it's all feathered back and so nicely. So I kind of like the look. We may be going back to some real 70s hairstyles here pretty soon.
As I say, it could all come back again.
It does. Bob, let's kind of bring our listeners up to date this morning, and let's first talk about some statistics. We're still holding steady in this area with the number of cases of positive cases of COVID-19.
Yeah, you know, in our immediate vicinity, the three counties, Gary, Pottawatomie, and Riley, even over, say, looking over the week, it was just you know, a couple here, one or two there. And so for the most part, it's held pretty consistent. Other parts of the state, not so much. Actually seen some big jumps in other areas, but nothing near us immediately.
Well, and how are we in terms of patients at Ascension Via Christi Hospital right now?
So, you know, we continue to have pretty much every day at least two positive inpatients, and then we kind of just cycle through one to three what we call PUIs, or persons under investigation. For the most part, those lab tests have come back negative, and so people are sick, actually. They've got other things going on, but they don't have COVID, so... continue to take care of them. It's just that, you know, it's kind of good to be able to at least rule that out for the patient, their family, and then also, you know, for our staff as well.
How are precautions any different at the hospital these days with, you know, a lesser number of what was maybe anticipated in terms of patients coming through?
You know, we continue to do screening at the door for everybody. Everyone who comes in the building is given a surgical mask to wear. We still continue to cohort the patients, both the positives and the PUIs. And by cohort, mean keep them kind of in the same, keep them together in the adjacent rooms. Continue to do our daily screening with all of our staff as they come into every shift. There's actually an app we now have on their phones that they test, and having no fever, no new coughs, that sort of thing. So continue to do that. Everybody continues to wear PPE, remain vigilant. And, you know, it's been interesting as about a little bit longer than that now, we started doing some additional procedures. And so have just kind of expanded those steps to anybody who's coming in to perhaps have an outpatient surgery or to have a GI procedure or whatever. They're just going to go through that same process. We still have we have a lot of limits, actually, on visitation because, again, that's trying to minimize exposure for staff, for the providers, and then also for other patients. So I know that's probably a tough situation for a lot of families, but we really think that's the best thing to do to provide protection for their loved ones.
Bob, you had a couple of significant events happen over the weekend with several different nurses, some coming back and some departing to help out with some other COVID cases, primarily up to the north and east of us.
Sure. So actually, we had two things happen. One, four of our five certified nurse assistants, CNAs, they came back from Indianapolis and Chicago. We actually had one of the CNAs who asked permission, and so she has extended, and she's staying an extra 2 weeks. So very excited for her. I think she really felt called to do that. And then we also on Sunday, we had two of our nurses, Jessica and Melinda. They are both going to kind of the north part of Chicago, hospital presence, St. Joseph. And they're going to be working in that facility. And so, you know, kind of exciting to get the one group back, but also the needs are still there. In the state of Illinois alone, Ascension has over 400 staff that are out currently because of either are positive COVID themselves or have been exposed to positive COVID patients. So we're trying to move staff in from a variety of other states to try to help out those people who are still taking care of a lot of patients.
Well, what kind of response have you gotten from the two that have come back?
So the four that came back, they didn't get back until late yesterday. So I haven't actually talked to them, but I think they're like on the 10 o'clock flight.
And
we'll probably see them show up here in about another day.
Oh, okay.
The two that left yesterday, actually, it was kind of funny. Jessica actually worked her 12-hour shift Saturday before she left Sunday morning. So she's a trooper.
You know, it's only an hour flight up there. She's not going to get much of a nap on the plane.
You know, they both opted to drive.
Oh, did they?
Because we gave them the option. And I think, one, you know, at least while you're there, you maybe look around a little bit. And they were just more comfortable driving instead of getting on an airplane. So trying to accommodate that. So, yeah, they both, Melinda and Jessica, actually drove. So.
Well, are they going to have to be in any kind of quarantine, you know, upon their return?
So for healthcare workers, you can be in an area with high activity, come back. There's some daily monitoring that you do, but you're actually able to go back to work. And you got to remember, everybody, you know, again, coming in the building is putting on PPE, and then they wear their PPE all day, actually. So there's some protection there. But, you know, my thought is most of our folks will probably want to come back and take a day or two off anyway, just kind of relax and kind of get back in sync with what they need to do here, and then come back in and start working again.
Well, we're anxious for safe and healthy returns for all of them. Let's talk briefly about the mayor's task force, and you had another meeting again the other day. Bring our listeners up to date, Bob, on some of the topics with that. And I know that there has been some discussion about required masks throughout the area, and that's met with some resistance. But you know, still, it's encouraging. I mean, it is encouraged that people wear masks when they go out in public.
Well, we certainly want to encourage people to do that. It's, you know, I think the conversation at the task force, and again, it's kind of interesting. We're in a position of making recommendations and providing input and feedback. We're actually not a decision-making body, but a lot of conversation around that. And I think people understanding the benefits, and really a lot of times wearing the mask is not about you, it's about everybody else. And so I think, you know, where the task force landed is in support of some of our local, either appointed or elected officials, saying we really strongly recommend this. We're not going to make it a requirement. And a piece of that is it's just very difficult to enforce. And you also, I don't know that it's good use of our law enforcement time, for example, to be, you know, going to look for people who aren't wearing masks. So I think a real strong encouragement to wear the mask. You know, a couple other things that we talked a lot about at the task force meeting is, one, just getting some feedback from some of the business owners about how that kind of first 4 or 5 days had gone. Where were their gaps, either in knowledge or equipment, or what questions did they have? Because like with everything else, we have the order about how to reopen, but there's just then questions or clarification, or how does this fit in this or that situation? It's actually quite a bit of conversation around that. And then we also tried to have some discussion about, so what does this look like going forward? Because I think that's probably just as important. We anticipate, but we don't know for sure yet, that we will move to the next phase a week from today. And really, that determination will probably be made late this week, but it really depends upon activity, one, around the state, and then two, you know, specific to our geographic region. But really some conversation around, so what does that look like for the next step? How do we either help those businesses or organizations? Quite a little bit of conversation as well around personal protective equipment, specifically sanitizing products. And that's everything from cleaning products to hand sanitizer, because it's actually become difficult for many businesses to acquire that. And then some, again, conversation around masking and availability of that. I do know late on Friday, the chamber was able to access some additional masks for businesses. And so I know that they were distributing some of those again over the weekend to some local organizations and businesses. And, you know, again, if you're a business who hadn't already gotten some of the surgical masks or whatever from the chamber, you might want to give them a call first thing this morning.
And also today is one of the distribution days and drop-off days at Westview Community Church. And that's from 11 to 3 today. They do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, in case anybody needs a mask. So, well, Bob, anything else you'd like to share with us this morning? Bring us up to date?
One other thing that's changing this week, Dave, with the screening phone line that people can call into, we're moving to, I believe it's an 8 to 8, Monday through Friday call-in schedule. So we just want listeners to be aware of that. And the reason for the change is, quite honestly, they just weren't getting very many calls. So trimming back some hours during the week. And then also, at this point, we're not going to have the weekend coverage. But just would, again, encourage people, if you have symptoms, to call the screening line. And I think you'll probably see something come out from Julie Gibbs or the health department today about that specifically.
That's got to be an encouraging sign.
That's a good thing. I mean, I think it's a good thing. Also, you know, it's just we have volunteers actually staff the phone every day, or have been every day. And, you know, I think the volunteers like to actually be doing something. So if you do have questions, if you maybe don't feel quite right, or if you're having either a temperature or some difficulty breathing, it's a good first start to make that phone call and talk to one of our local healthcare professionals.
Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO, thank you again for joining us this morning. We'll talk with you maybe later this week.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Appreciate the call and the information this morning. Tomorrow, our guest will be Gina Scroggs with Downtown Manhattan. We'll talk about how things are progressing with a number of businesses, retail and restaurant alike, as well as some other offices. So that's tomorrow at this same time here at News Radio KMAN.